Welcome back, everybody, to the Real Madrid podcast. And coming up today, we're going to be taking a look at this weekend's meeting with Valencia, always a fixture with drama and goals. Not a fixture that Valencia look forward to with any great relish, regardless, of course, of their success earlier this season. Incredibly, these two have met 50 times since the turn of the millennium. Valencia have won on just 10 of those occasions. Now, ahead of the game, there's been some good news for Zidane. Carvajal and Lucas have completed training on Thursday and Friday, and providing there are no setbacks when they complete Saturday's training, the two will be available for September. It's a huge relief, of course, for Zidane, who is having to cope with very limited choice due to injury. And as the day wore on today, there's some further good news beginning to emerge about the condition of Eden Hazard. Now, it was thought that his recent muscle rupture on that left leg would keep him out of action for 6 weeks. It's looking likely now that it will be less than this. Though nobody at the club will go as far as actually saying when he will be back in training. Now, despite that bit of good news today, overall seven key names are still unavailable this weekend. Hazard, Militao, Odriozola, Ramos, Rodrigo, Valverde and Marcelo, plus Marvin, who played, of course, the other night. He suffered a minor injury during that game against Getafe. Nothing too serious. Of all of those, the most disappointed, surely, Marcelo, who had one of his best games of, recent years, really, against Getafe. And in doing so, reminded some that when he is fully fit, he can still provide a significant contribution to this squad. Good news as well, if you're watching the recovery of Sergio Ramos, you may well have seen that he has released pictures and video on social media of him up and around and training alone at home. On an unrelated subject, the Serbian media are enjoying seeing Luka Jovic back at Eintracht Frankfurt, scoring goals and playing regularly. Now, their press are reporting that Frankfurt want Jovic back full-time, and finding the money to actually make that deal work would come from the sale of André Silva, who is wanted, it said, by Atletico Madrid. Now, he scored 17 goals this season. The former Porto player, who also, remember, did have a season in Spain with Sevilla back in 2018-19 when he scored 9 goals. It's a story which is worth watching in the coming months as well, because you're bound to see there's going to be some link between a potential swap deal involving Silva and Luka Jovic. Eintracht Frankfurt, of course, going fantastically well at the moment in Bundesliga. They're in fourth place at the start of this weekend. Now, also being reported in Germany and indeed in Spain, an alleged leak from inside Borussia Dortmund, which has listed 8 players that they are considering cashing in on, which has suddenly put a few of Europe's elite on red alert. Now, the names include Haaland, Sancho, Witzel, Reina, Bellingham, among others. They're listed, it said, in 2 groups of 4. The first batch, including Sancho, would be available this summer. The second batch, Reina, Bellingham and Haaland on that one, would be available in the medium term. That is likely to mean the summer following, so in 2022. Interesting story, no official confirmation, obviously, from the club that there is any truth in this, but as we said, one to watch regardless. Right then, let's take a look in a bit more depth at this weekend's opponents, who are Valencia. They come into the weekend way down in 12th place in La Liga. It's been a really disappointing season for Javi Gracia's team. They've won just 5 games this season in total from 22 games played in La Liga. It is just 2 wins since the 8th of November. That was the day, of course, that they beat Madrid by 4-1. Now, away from home, they managed just 2 victories this season. Sociedad way back in late September. And they had a long old wait as well till January when they beat Valladolid. What about the players to look out for this weekend? Well, they managed just 28 goals in 22 games in La Liga. A dozen players eventually scored them. Carlos Soler has been by far and away the most consistent player this season. He was rated only as doubtful for this game. And if you look at his contribution, half a dozen goals and five assists as well. Four of those five goals, by the way, though, are penalty kicks. But he is enjoying a significant season of contribution. He's only previously scored a high of three goals. Maxi Gomez, the Uruguayan international, is halfway to his total of last season. He's on five goals. He's due a goal, though. He hasn't actually scored in the last five games. Mario Vallejo is beginning to mature quite nicely as well in La Liga. The former Cadiz player in his second season in La Liga, who only appeared eight times last season, has four goals this season, his best return in La Liga. He's still primarily brought on as a substitute, but if he is, then do keep an eye out for him. His last five goals all came in the last 20 minutes of games after he'd come on as a substitute. Jose Gaya, the left-sided defender, has weighed in with a fair contribution as well. Four assists for him, and keep an eye on as well the South Korean Lee Kong-in. He's beginning to contribute as well. He's given three assists this season. He was, remember, sent off against Real Madrid last June. That was in Madrid very late on. It was the 89th minute that he went. Overall, then, this is meeting number 190 between these two. And Madrid edging closer to 100 victories. The next will be number 98. 40 have been drawn, 52 lost. Lots and lots of goals. As we said, 592 have been scored in the history of meetings between these two down the years. We don't often talk about dull nil-nils in this fixture either. Valencia scored one of their biggest ever La Liga wins in this fixture, that 4-1 win earlier this season. It is, though, a rare bit of good fortune for Valencia in this fixture. Madrid won 3-0 last season here. Two goals for Benzema, one for Asensio. And if you look back over the last 10 years, there have been some hefty victories for Madrid. 6-3 in 2011, Jose Mourinho's team then. Higuain got a hat-trick. Benzema scored that day, as indeed did Kaká. We had a 5-0 back in 2013. Again, Jose Mourinho. Madrid that day 5-0 up on 40-odd minutes. Angel Di Maria, Ronaldo, Higuain again getting the goals. And a 4-1 in 2018. Ronaldo, Cruz and Marcelo getting the goals for Zidane's side. Ironically, though, all of those big wins have come away from home. And as we said, dull, goalless, nil-nil draws. Well, you got to look long and hard for some of those because there aren't many. In the last 25 years and 59 meetings between the two, we've had one in 2006 and one in 2012. And there we are. That just about wraps it up then for today. Thanks for joining us and do enjoy the game wherever it is in the world you are watching. We will be back early next week. Until then, from me, Tim Cable. Bye-bye for now.